Brand new LCP.
Welcome back. You guys are tuned in right now to a brand new episode of that LCP short. Now, in the last LCP short, I hope you guys enjoyed it. The death of natural beauty. And again, that's my opinion. I'm not saying that my opinions and that my views have to be yours. But what these LCP shorts are for is to spark quick dialogue, quick conversation, and to hopefully make you guys think. But now, in this LCP short here, I want to talk about first dates or dating in general. When it comes to going on dates, when it comes to taking a girl out, especially as a man, are real dates done? Are dates now about how much money you spend? Now, I know that in the quote-unquote overall essence of things, going on dates with a woman, especially a woman that you are interested in, has always, in some sense, revolved around finances. But now in 2023, isn't it more important than ever that as a man, if you take her out on a date, that you got to spend the bag, that you got to spend an ample amount of money to show her, quote unquote, simply how much you want her. So we're going to have a great LCP short.
Brand new LCP.
And I hope that this LCP short make you guys think, especially the ladies, man. Because I know that when you factor in social media, Instagram, TikTok, all this fucking bullshit where they push these relationship goals, these relationship fantasies in your fucking face, a lot of people think that in relation to how much a man cares about you, it has to do with how much he's willing to spend. And that's why, you know, in so many different ways, why a lot of men don't make an effort. I'm not saying all, because over here at the LCP,
brand new LCP,
we don't do that generalizing bullshit. You know, all men, oh no, we're not doing that shit. But that's why you have a lot of men who don't want to take you on first dates. They want to come over in Netflix and chill. They want to get straight to the fucking point. Like I said, when it comes to dating, not all, but when it comes to dating a lot of women, it revolves around, where you going to take me? I want to go out somewhere super nice. You got to show me that by you wanting to be with me, that you are willing to spend. Prove to me how much I'm worth. And that's why I say it's a lot of fucking smoke screens and why you have these fucking marriages and these relationships that don't last. Because it's predicated on stuff that's superficial. Now, I'm not saying money and finances and those things aren't important. But if you enter into a relationship simply on that or because he can provide those finances and give you this way of life that now you can parade on social media, a lot of times you might end up with what the fuck you end up with. Now, I want to play a quick clip. This is from YouTube. This is from my guy Sprout. That is S-P-R-O-U-H-T. This is entitled Why Dating Today is Nearly Impossible. And this young man, he went around asking many women, hey, is dating today difficult? And they gave some great responses why. And again, you guys can follow him on YouTube. That is S-P-R-O-U-H-T. This video was entitled Why Dating Today is Nearly Impossible. So stay tuned. And I'm going to tell you guys about probably the best date I've ever had in my life. It only involved spending $15. $15. I'm 34 years old. Now, when it comes to the person I went on the date with, of course, after that first date, nothing else happened because I found out, you know, she was pregnant by somebody else that she was sleeping with before me, and nothing else ever happened. But that was probably my favorite date I've ever had in my fucking life. So I'm going to play the video, then I'm going to come back. I'm going to tell you guys about how my favorite date up until this point in my life, I'm 34 years old. My favorite date in my life only involved me spending $15. Again, it's my guy Sprout. I'm only going to play a couple minutes of this video. This is entitled Why Dating Today is Nearly Impossible.
Hey, in your opinion, harder than it's ever been?
I was friends with my boyfriend before we started dating, and I feel like that's a more natural transition than like seeing features on your screen and trying to make a decision based on like a list of things.
People just try and avoid things because I think they're scared to say things straight up.
One red flag and you're kind of like, oh, I can go find somewhere else. You don't need to have one person when you could have like five.
Honestly, I don't know. I've had really bad luck.
We always got to go back to social media, how it gives people the illusion that they have many options because five men or five women slide in your DMs, yeah, quote unquote, technically, yes, you have options. But if those options simply want to fuck you or take advantage of what they think you have, Those aren't sustainable options. Those are short-term options where the end goal is going to be the same. The person going to take what they want, or the man going to get enough pussy from you and he's going to move on. Or she's going to take enough from you and then she's going to move on to the next quote-unquote mark or target inside her vicinity. You might have options, or you think you have options because somebody is sliding in your DMs or somebody's dropping a comment, so somebody's giving you attention. Yes, you have options, but if those options aren't long-term sustainable options, you are simply signing up to waste your fucking time. And now when your time get wasted, you're going to jump online and complain your time got wasted, even though you signed up for your time to be fucking wasted. The shit makes no fucking sense, but let's dive back in. Why dating today is impossible?
Oh, everything. Like, I've been treated like shit.
I think a big part of it is because of social media.
People see a lot. They exposed to a lot. They're always looking for better, 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 better.
Everyone is always looking for the best thing, and they always think something else is around the corner, and you almost have too much access to too many people.
So when it comes to dating, the biggest problem that I've noticed from everyone's answers seems to be social media and online dating apps.
So I got in touch with Talia, a relationship and love coach, to discuss how to create an optimal dating profile.
So some things I look for right away, pictures of eyes. You certainly want to start with a photo of yourself. According to science, you bode better if you're facing the camera, not looking away for at least your first photo. I get weirded out by borderline nudity photos. I find it sends the impression of you're trying to show that you're physically attractive because you want someone physically attractive because you're interested in something casual. Spelling mistakes, don't confuse the your and the your. It's not even necessarily that it marks a lack of intelligence, it marks a lack of attention to detail. And I think Right. every woman wants to feel like you're going to pay attention to her. And if you can't even pay attention to your profile, why would you pay attention to her?
Have you ever used online dating apps?
I've had an app for like a week, and then I was like, I don't like this. I like meeting organically, like at a bar is ideal, or like through mutual friends or something.
I feel like a lot of the people on these apps can't really meet my standards, especially within the gay community. We love to judge people. One of those days I was like, oh, let me just go in there, and this guy messaged me and he was saying, oh yeah, you're cute, da da da, and then he goes like, oh, I like super masculine guys. And I was like, okay, well, that's really weird. Like, I don't think I'm feminine, I don't think I'm masculine, I'm just me. How are you gonna say that you don't like feminine guys if you haven't even met me?
So do you think it's a good or bad thing overall?
It feels like a little like nook or cranny if you're like really busy. Like, I don't drink, so after work, how am I gonna like meet someone?
It's apparent that the lack of nonverbal communication in today's dating world is what is primarily...
I want to clap it up, man. Again, I don't want to play the whole video. The whole video is about 15 minutes, and then you guys can... It's a great video. It's very informative. It's very educational, and it's entertaining. So again, his page is SPROUHT, and that video is entitled Why Dating Today is Nearly Impossible. So go there, man. Check him out. Check out his content. Great ass content. But like they were saying, social media plays a huge fucking part in so many aspects of dating. And like the last woman said, and I can relate about, because I don't party, drink, or smoke. So me meeting a woman in those settings, in those quote unquote social atmospheres, it's impossible. You know, when you factor in social media, a lot of motherfuckers talk online, they be social, and then when you see them in person, they don't know what the fuck to say, because a lot of people now, and it's not even just a generational thing. No offense to ladies out there, but I've been following many women for about 2 or 3 years, and I don't even know how the fuck y'all voice sounds because they don't speak online. They post pictures of their body, pictures of, you know, whatever the fuck they want to post, or memes, to where if I hear somebody's fucking voice, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I heard somebody I've been following for about 2 years now, and she spoke for the first time on Instagram like 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, oh shit, you got a voice? Now, I didn't say that as a knock, but I'm just like, God damn. Motherfuckers, they do not speak online no more. It's either sexy videos, sexy pictures, voiceover videos where you're fucking mimicking somebody else's voice, or some bullshit. Ladies, and especially the fellas out there, man, like, go on a good first date. Like, first dates are great. Like, first dates don't have to revolve around how much money are you spending. Because I know from the era I come from, which I know is kind of extinct now, first dates to me is where you get to meet somebody, you get to get a feel for who they are as a person, talk to them about their goals, their mindset, and just simply get to know them. When I went on first dates, it wasn't revolved around, okay, fuck all that other shit. How much you gonna spend on me? Where you taking me? I want to go out here. I want to look like this. I want to sit down here. I want it to be a waiter. No, it's a lot of bullshit, bro. Like, a man can take you out on whatever kind of fantasy fucking date you've seen on TikTok, and he could be the most trash motherfucker in the world. But because he take you out on a great, amazing date, and he spend $2,000 or $1,000 on the first date, or even $500 on the first date, then, oh my God, he's worthy because he spent money. It's bullshit. So let me tell you guys about my favorite date. Now, I was about 21 years old, man. And like I said, man, this date revolved around me spending $15. Now, of course, this date happened, I believe, in the year 2008. So, of course, 2008, $15, you got to account for that was 2023. So now you're probably not going to get a $15 date no more. So that $15 date in 2008 is probably between, I'm going to say $25 and $35 now. Of course, when you factor in inflation. But on our $15 date, man, like I said, man, shit ain't go nowhere after the date, but we went to Central Park in New York City, man. Clap it up for Central Park. Now, like I said, I believe that she knew she was pregnant, which is the crazy thing, because is that she wanted to go to Central Park. And for you guys who live in New York City, you guys know that Central Park starts on 110th Street in New York City. And the park ends on 59th Street in Columbus Circle. We ended up meeting at the park. I believe we met at 110th Street. And we entered the park right there. And we walked through the entire fucking park. Clap it up one more time for her ovaries. Because I believe she knew she was pregnant. We walked from 110th Street all the way through the fucking park, and we came out at 59th Street, Columbus Circle. Bitch, that's over 60 blocks. Of course, it's more when you account for the fact that we walked inside the park and not the street. And in the park, we stopped so many fucking times. I remember we stopped at a lake. We sat there for a little bit. We talked for like 30, 45 minutes. Got to know each other. I learned about her, you know, her childhood upbringing, my childhood upbringing. And we had so much shit in common. Then we walked again. And now the money spent was because, you know, back in 2008, and I'm sure they still have those now where we stopped, I bought her icy or ice cream cone, one of them shits, and I bought myself one. I bought her, you know, a beverage. I bought myself a beverage. And that's all the fuck we had throughout the whole park until we got to 59th Street. And she was thirsty again, and I bought us another beverage. That total was about $15 and some cents. That's why I say, man, and now it's probably the best date I had. Not because we jumped off a fucking building or some wild shit, but because we took so much time to get to know each other. When we got to 59th Street, I was sweaty, she was sweaty, and we didn't give a fuck. Because we had just learned so much within that fucking over 3 hours. And it was only over 3 hours because we kept stopping. We kept stopping. Of course, you know, like when you walk through a fucking park, it's so much fun to sit there and people watch. So we watched people. We laughed at people. We kind of made fun of people as we was walking. You know, we saw kids. We ended up playing with a kid. He had a football and shit. Like, it's so many things that made that my favorite date, man. But like I said, the number one thing was that we learned so much about each other as people. You know, there was no need to live this fucking facade. Oh, you know, you have to show up in full makeup, a dress. You got to be perfect. No, she showed up normal as fuck. I showed up normal as fuck. And it was 3 hours of non-interruption. Like, my hand wasn't on my fucking phone. Her hand, her face, nothing was in her fucking phone. We had phones at that time. Now, of course, the phones wasn't the phones we have now. We still had some flip phone type shit, but it was over 3 hours of uninterrupted, no phone shit. No phone. We didn't take no pictures. The phone wasn't in my face no fucking time. We just sat there 3 hours, sat there, walked, and we learned everything about each other. Now, like I said, nothing ended up happening because after that, she ended up telling me that she was pregnant with the guy she was talking to before me. And I didn't feel like dealing with that shit. Like, can y'all imagine that shit? You dating somebody, she pregnant, you outside at the store, you know, she meets your mom and everybody think that, oh my God, you guys are expecting. Look, that's not my baby. That's the baby of the nigga before me. Like, I feel like having to explain that shit every time. But like I said, man, that's probably my most favorite date. Clap it up for that $15. We need to get back to that, man. So like I said, man, bring dates back between $15 and $35, man. Take time to get to know each other. Learn who you're talking to. Learn who you're dealing with. Like, find out about his or her morals and values. Like, stop using looks or financial capability as the reason to date somebody. Yes, those are things that should matter. But that should not go above somebody's good character, somebody's good charisma, somebody's ability to simply be respectful. So bring back dates between $15 and $35, man. Take the time to get to know somebody. Take the time to find out who the fuck you're talking to. Bring back them dates. As y'all know what time it is, man. It's your man, John A. Schultz, host of the LCP. Again, you guys can support my Cash App. My Cash App is $NYCStory718. My Venmo is Lunchroom Chatterpod. Let your friends know, your auntie, your mama, your cousin, whoever, to bring back dates between $15 and $35. It's your man, John A. Schultz, checking out LCP Short.
Brand new LCP.